I'm just going to look at y'all for a minute. We've spent a lot of hours playing to, in physical space, an empty room. But you were here. You were really here. And the fact that you've materialized into bodily form this morning is just wonderful. It's wonderful. We've been holding a space for you, knowing that eventually we'd all be back together again. We knew that. We've honed a set of skills, I'd say, that have lifted us to another level in our professionalism, but also in our ability to reach out to you and to be with you in spite of your physical presence not here. We hope that you felt it, because it is our intention and has been our intention to continue to weave together what makes us love each other in our absence from each other. We continue to weave that tapestry. And the beauty has not stopped. You understand that, right? The beauty has not stopped. You are as solid in person as you are today. You've been that solid in your presence with us. And so I celebrate that. I wonder at it. I'm in awe of it. And I think I can speak for all of our tech crew and for Leah and Kit and our musicians and all of you that have been here in this space to continue to create services. We have not been that far apart from you. And so welcome back. Welcome back. Our hearts are full. It's also a little weird. It's a little weird. Because we've had kind of a production studio. And so as Kit was playing the prelude music this morning, it was like, oh, it's so loud in here. And we're not even full. You know, we're as full as we can be at this point. So I'm just in awe. I'm in awe. Yeah. I'm glad. So what I'd like to do is celebrate you, celebrate all of you, whether you're here in the room with us or whether you're joining us from elsewhere. That's the other thing, my friends. I hope you know this. You are also joined by people around the world, around this country. They have been and continue to be a part of us. I don't know if you saw it in the newsletter, a couple of newsletters back, but in these months that we've been apart, we have been viewed in 45 states outside of Texas. We've been viewed in 11 countries outside of the United States. So we are worldwide, my friends. We are worldwide. And just think about the wonder of that, that we can be here and close and intimate with each other and yet also be extended way beyond ourselves here, way beyond. If you hear a little bit of a rumble, it's because this is the air conditioner coming this direction. We can't really turn it off or you'll be too hot. So it's a choice, the rumble, or get too hot. So can you go for the rumble? Yes. Okay, good. All right. Just checking. Just want to make sure you're comfortable. Thank you all for your compliance with our temporary guidelines for being here. We know that this has been a difficult choice for many people, to decide whether or not to come back into a room full of people, chomping at the bit to get back in a room full of people. Pardon me. And doing what you can do to protect not only yourselves, but to protect everyone else. That's a big part of this whole pandemic, isn't it? And that's one of the things I want to talk about with you today, is that we've gone through so much. We've changed so much. We've lost so much. And on the other hand, we have gained so much. And I want to look at both of those things with equal wonder. What's happening now is that among you, when there is a need, when there is a desire for prayer, you have called upon your friends, called upon us, so that we can connect with each other. Don't stop doing that. Because part of a healthy spiritual life is to be able to say, I cannot do this part on my own. I cannot do this without the body of my spiritual companions with me. And that is a great act of strength. You understand that. You don't have to muscle your way through your spiritual life. That's exactly the opposite of what we do, even on the difficult days, even on the difficult weeks, months, years. We reach out and we say, hold the faith for me till I can hold it myself. Send your healing prayers my way, would you? And you can do that either with the spoken word, the written word, the silent word. I can tell you this. We have one of our friends, very dear to this community, that's in hospital in San Antonio right now, who asked for prayers. And I'll tell you, my friends, if gold and steel could be wound together, not as a thread, but as a cable, like holds up bridges, that's what the prayer energy has been for our beloved Diane. And that is you. You do that because there lives in you that which is capable of doing that, that which is drawn to do that, that which cannot help but do that. I want to read to you something. We're studying a little book on Wednesday nights in person. And this little booklet that we just got is called Worthy of Wonder, which is coincidentally the title of this talk today. Worthy of Wonder. Can you catch how pretty that is? Ooh, it's wondrous. And I keep opening it up because we can do it in any order we want to go through this little booklet. It's journaling, it's coloring, it's drawing, it's making your favorite playlist, it's looking at what you've accomplished that's been the most incredible to you. And I opened it today and I saw a page I hadn't seen before. I want to read it to you. It says, deep within, I find the knowledge of all things and the awareness of absolute good. It is here that I receive wisdom and guidance, that I know truth and understanding, that I am strengthened and comforted. This is the divine essence that I am. The core of me is God. Those words are from Reverend Ellen Devenport, and it seemed appropriate to bring her into the room with us today, because of the lasting legacy she left here. You know, most of us grew up in a religious practice that said, you're not so great. That's just kind of that's a summation of the words that are used. God loves you, but God forgives all your sins, however. Jesus died for you, But you gotta, right? This stems from a long, long, long tradition of church leaders, religious leaders, generally men, because they were in charge. But those of you who had nuns in Catholic education, enough said. There was a power dynamic that said, we're in charge. We know what's best for you. We're going to read the scripture to you because you can't read, and we're not going to let you learn. So we'll take care of the Latin stuff. We will administer the sacraments to you. We'll hear your confessions. We'll make sure that between you and God, we'll take care of things for you. Now, if you're listening out there and this offends you, I just invite you to read some church history of the Christian church, the Western church. This was the dynamic. And so in order to maintain a power position, there was a need to make people feel like they were not worthy. For generations, for centuries. And then along comes New Thought. To my knowledge, it was the first to actually do this. That said, no, you're holy. You're made of God. You have God stuff in you. And as Jan so beautifully prayed this morning, you have the fingerprint of stardust on you. If you're that powerful, then who's going to be in charge? If you're that special, you're going to get the big head and think that you're better than everybody else. That's why unity was listed in books for a long time as a cult. Do we look like cult leaders? Just asking. Oh, but we look like this. Because I'm just representing all the angels that you are. You see? So New Thought came along and said, no, you have the stuff of the Christ in you. The creative urge that put the entire universe in motion. Whether it's quantum physics, whether it's the string theory, the Big Bang theory, whatever. Whatever it was that put everything in motion, you are that too. You are that. How dare we have the audacity to plot our spiritual course? How dare we have a relationship with the divine that is more intimate than one we could have with another human being? Another human being represents that level of intimacy, that urge for loving, that urge for connection. That's why we have human bodies, so that we can experience in the flesh that which is also unseen, intimate and divine and perfect. So we have to watch ourselves that we don't go holier than thou because we've got the truth. Just ask your relatives when you start talking about what you practice at your church. Because it goes against the race consciousness. It goes against the underlying unconscious of humanity for us to think that we are as divine, as holy, as the master teacher who walked on the earth before us, who expressed it completely. We're still working on that part. That's why we're here today, so we can get better at it. So this week, I was walking out after these glorious rains we've had. Thank you, God. Man. And there was a man there treating our lawn. And I walked out to talk to him, and he said, I've been trying to figure out what this, oh my goodness. They were little tiny toads. Hundreds of them hopping around in the grass. They weren't even hopping. I can't call that hopping. They were making the attempt to move. And they couldn't get any higher than a blade of grass. Hundreds of teeny, teeny toads. I could barely pick one up with my fingernails because I had to hold one. I had to hold the little thing. Hundreds of them. And they had to have just maybe lost their tails within the last week or so. So, and I'm still finding them. I kind of cringe when I drive out of the driveway because, well, now they're just little splotches. But I thought, how wondrous is that? Hundreds and hundreds of little toads. Do not ever cease your fascination and appreciation of the natural world. Never cease. Because it is there we find the reflection of ourselves and the wonder of ourselves. Beloveds, I know the losses that you've had this year. I identify with them because of my own losses. I miss the people who've passed beyond this life. I miss my dad. I miss him a lot. And as I've been moving, I keep finding evidence of my dad. So I miss him. I miss the folks that have decided to move beyond this church to their next highest good. I miss them. I grieve. We all grieve. But I notice that in spite of your grief, in spite of your losses, here you sit. That's wondrous. Do you know how strong you are? And strong doesn't mean that you never feel broken. But you remember that broken is a temporary state of things. Broken is not permanent. Because we're so resilient, we keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And we can keep remembering that the people that have passed beyond this life, despite our deepest wishes that they would have stayed here, must have had an agreement with God that it was time to leave, as much as we don't want to understand it, can't understand it, wish it were not so. I've told you this before, it just really bugs me to read an obituary that says, and God decided it was time for them to come home. Because that implies then God snatched them off the earth. I don't think God snatches. You know, I don't think God plucks people off the earth and says, I wonder whose time it is today. Oh, that one. Blink. I don't think that's the kind of God we have. Same God that doesn't care what kind of car you have. God doesn't find you a parking place. You find your parking place. But beloved ones, here you sit, having gone through a year that was unimaginable 2 years ago. we all had our lives put on hold, and yet in some ways things accelerated, didn't they? And I noticed that as you sit here today, your eyes, I can see them, are filled with tenderness and vulnerability and joy and sometimes tears and laughter and strength. Oh my goodness, the strength of you. Do you know that every single decision you've ever made in your life has brought you to this point? And you can look back and go, oh no, not that one, not that decision. Oh yes, even those decisions have brought you to this point in your life. You see, at any point in your life, you did the best that you could with what you had and what you knew. And so there wasn't really a mistake. You understand that? Can you embrace that? Can you embrace the wonder of you? Can you embrace how amazing you are? That every decision you've made has brought you to this place. Every accomplishment that you have achieved has brought you to this place. Every failure that you've had has brought you to this place because your failures teach you. Our failures probably teach us better than our accomplishments do. And yet, it's important for us to acknowledge that that divine spark in us has been the engine all along. Do you see? Our soul striving for its fulfillment. It's what we're built to do. It's what's in our DNA. And I say these words to you today because there will be days in which you're going, this struggle's way too big. No, no, no. No, no. Take this from me. Do you remember somebody else who was going through a struggle and said, take this cup? And then immediately turning around and said, no, but your will be done. And that's not God shoving you into something. That is you cooperating with that divine engine toward your soul's fulfillment. That's what that's about. I celebrate you today. I celebrate all of those mistakes and accomplishments and decisions and broken hearts and mended hearts and mended bodies and bodies that are not cured, but God, they're healed. Do you see? You can be healed without being cured. Do you understand that? Do you understand that we walk as giants upon this earth, and yet as tiny as those tiny little totes in the scheme of things? We're here, this incarnation, at least we're here for the blink of an eye. Just a blink. Because we are eternal. We're eternal. Just allow yourself to imagine for a moment that the spark that lives in you has always been, has always been. Maybe not with this body and this personality. A personality is a fleeting thing. But the spark that is you has always been and always will be. Wondrous, is it not? So it would be really good right now if you could say yes. I get that. It's nice to hear your voices again. You can throw out amens anytime you want to. Thank you. I'll take that. You know, we lost our two most vocal Sunday speakers in our congregation this last year. Our beloved Jim Beal, our beloved Jim Bishop, people who loved life. They loved life so much that they decided to go live it even bigger than they did here. Can you imagine Jim Beal right now in the beyond? Can you imagine him being able to talk about all the things he knows and be able to hear everything people say? God bless him. Can you imagine him free from the body that he wore for a while? Can you imagine him free of the years he carried? Can you imagine him free to just go out there and be big in the universe the way he was big here on earth, that tiny man? And I imagine Jim Bishop oh, yeah, he's dancing. He's dancing. And I don't know if you actually eat food in the afterlife that may be preserved for, the human body that you wear for a while. But if you do have angel food cake or whatever, you know he's serving it up. Yeah. I'm sure he has a theme. I'm sure he does. But do you feel that they're not really gone? Don't you know that our laughter and our fondness just now, they heard it. They felt it. I just wish I could embrace all of you at one time. I wish my arms were big enough because I've missed you so. I have missed you so. I've missed your physical presence. I've missed it. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you. I could say that for 40 minutes and it would get old, but it would be true. I've read this to you a couple of times before, but I want to share it with you again because it's true every day. It's Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. I love you. Take a moment with me, will you? Keep your eyes open for just a second. I know you were getting all settled in with your eyes closed. I saw you, but just keep your eyes open for a second. Because I'd like for you to just kind of send out your feelers. Send out your feelers. You don't have to look at anybody else in the room, but you know there's about, with staff and everything, about 60 people in the room. 60? And I want you to know that you've got at least 60 feelers. You've got an infinite number. But for now, will you just send out a little beam to every single person in this room? You don't have to know them. You don't have to like them. You probably do. Just send out a little beam to everybody, will you? And know that even as you do that, you're receiving equally. Breathe. And we just breathed a collective breath with each other. Beloved ones, wonderful and unique human beings, my friends. Each one perfect and whole, but also part of this greater body, not just this room, but the human family. All of us. Just embrace that for a moment. All the beloveds that you know and don't know. Let yourself be lifted up, knowing that in every individual that you send your light to, every individual that you receive light from, it's all God. It's all God. It's all perfect and blessed. And you are perfect and blessed. It's almost bigger than we can imagine. But allow yourself to take in as much of it as you can. If you need a little strength today, borrow it from that great pool of light. Know that as you do so, it wells up in you so that you can share it with others. And now close your eyes and breathe in deep appreciation. And you may have to say to yourself, oh, dear self, I've not paid enough attention to you lately. I've forgotten to affirm how amazing you are. And in your heart's voice, say your own name and say, I love you. Allow yourself to take in the love that is yours, and yet it is greater, and yet it is yours, and it is close, and it is large. And accept all of this with humility and gratitude. Accept your greatness with humility and gratitude. Accept the love of others with humility and gratitude, and give it in the same nature. And put your hand on your heart, if you will, beloved. Just put your hand on your heart Don't forget to connect your body with your spirit right now and bless this body that has carried you thus far. This body that has loved and laughed and cried and suffered and healed. It has tasted the joys and the sorrows of life. It has marveled at the stars. It has felt the rain upon its face and heard the laughter of a baby. Oh, how wondrous. Oh, how wondrous. And what is left for us to do but to say thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. For everything that I have been and done, everything that I shall be and shall do, for all my companions, seen and unseen, known and unknown, thank you, God. For this wild and wonderful and crazy universe that we live in, for its order and its disorder, thank you. And let me walk upon the earth in beauty, that all might know the glory of the divine. In me, through me, as me. Thank you, God. Will you just say it with me once? Thank you, God. And so it is, and so it is, now and forever. Amen.